You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is On the Ground Ipsy. I'm Lisa Berry, and we're joined by On the Ground Ipsy project manager Sarah Rigg for our weekly conversation. And I was thinking, Sarah, let's just take a moment to refresh everyone. What exactly is On the Ground Ipsy?
Sure. Concentrate Media is an online news source that covers all of Washtenaw. And then On the Ground Ipsy is our specific reporting project that focuses on Ypsilanti and Ipsy Township. And every week I put out a long full-length feature and then a shorter news story and then do the segment to coordinate with it. But this is part of a larger project from our parent company, Second Wave Media. They have on-the-ground projects in a number of neighborhoods or communities around Michigan and even a couple in other states. And the idea behind it is to find places that are a bit of a news desert where they don't have their own dedicated news outlet or newspaper and to tell some of the untold stories from that area. So that's what I'm doing in Ypsilanti is trying to tell some of the stories that go beyond, you know, the crime reporting or scandals in government and tell some of the stories about people who are trying to make their community a better place.
That's a good way to put it. And April is National Poetry Month, so you found a really great story having to do with that in Ypsilanti. Tell us about that.
I absolutely did. Well, I've written about the project Untold Stories of Liberation and Love before. It's a collective of women of color who live in Washtenaw County, but primarily meet in Ypsilanti, who put on a series before the pandemic, put on a series of workshops for other women of color and on different topics, and then they would collected their poems together and published them in a volume. So after the pandemic, they weren't able to meet in person, so they were doing some online prompts on their website and things like that, but they wanted to go a little further and do what they called a poetic stimulus by inviting local women of color to contribute poems on the theme of Ypsilanti and combine it in, and they get paid for their poem, they get an honorarium. And it's collected into a zine that's going to be distributed for free around town called Ipsy on My Mind. So that seemed not only perfect for April is Poetry Month, but perfect fit for On the Ground Ypsilanti.
And for those of us who may not be familiar, what exactly is a zine?
A zine is just sort of an informal publication. I mean, it could be a couple pieces of paper stapled together. I think theirs is going to be a little bit more sophisticated than that, but just a soft cover sort of pamphlet full of poems.
And they're calling it a poetic stimulus. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
So they knew not only, you know, the pandemic is hurting everybody, but communities of color have been especially hard hit by COVID, both financially and physically. And so it's a little bit tongue in cheek, but, you know, the stimulus checks are going out to people to help them through the pandemic. And this is their way of giving money back to women of color in the community to help them through what's a tough time for them as well.
And we're honored to be joined by one of those poets. Can you introduce her and tell us about it?
Yes. I brought with me Connie Chege, who wrote a really lovely poem name-checking some of the landmarks in Ypsilanti. She contributed a poem called Familiar Daughter.
Welcome, Connie. Thanks for joining us here for On the Ground Ipsy.
Thank you. Hi.
What was it like for you to write this poem? Did you have to submit it for acceptance as well?
I did, and we were given a prompt and some time to reflect on it. And like you mentioned, there were different prompts throughout the pandemic and quarantine when we couldn't meet that were sent to us virtually so that we could continually practice our poetry writing. And so this prompt came about a month or so ago, and I had been reflecting on Ipsy. I've lived here for 7 years, and it's really been something special to be a part of this community and just the place and the location itself. So I was really excited to write about it.
And what's the name of your poem?
Familiar Daughter.
Familiar Daughter. Do you want to read it for us?
Definitely. The sound of heavy rain awoke me on a late August morning. Giant droplets raced down from the sky, slapping oak tree leaves. Their vivid green shrouded the slightly cracked window, letting in tepid summer air, while the sun played touch and go behind blimpy clouds. Strolling sans umbrella through junctions to take in the atmosphere, some things are clear about this place. So different, so storied and quaintly gay. A rebellious icon extends skyward amongst flags and fists, where past meets present, where there is and there isn't. glittering the riverside, our old train depots, and graffiti-embellished brick hollows of last century's paper mill or factory site or school. Their only job now is to stand, bookmarks in history until someone comes back to that page, maybe to highlight a mill. A cool and powerful river snakes through the knolls and overpasses, behind streets where lampposts are kept warm by hand-knit fashions. Neighborhood gardens bear hardy crops like their keepers. Children laugh on their bikes and shoot hoops across the street, and the air of buses gathering at the depot mixes with fragrant fried oil. Bee gardens thrive in some of the alleyways and parking lots that double as skate parks. Remember Michael Brown is scrawled on a concrete block, and the streets tell on themselves by name, of foregone tribes, of salt traders, of migrant farmers, and of black travelers finding their way to work and to breathe with more ease. Some of the sidewalks here are alive, reclaimed by tree roots and systems holding on to dear life.
Wow, beautiful. That's Constance Shege sharing her poem with us here on WEMU. I have to ask you, where were you, or what were you feeling or thinking when did it come to you all at once?
This is really an amalgamation of my experiences in Ipsy, places that I've actually walked by on foot, and just writing it kind of came to me as I took myself through a seated experience of walking through these places, like kind of collecting all these memories and painting that out into words.
You did a good job taking us there. I felt like I was on the street with you passing these places.
Thank you. It worked.
And Sarah, ultimately, will these be published? I know they also have a podcast. How will we be able to take this poem and other poems in on our own?
It will be published on the Untold Stories website, which will be linked in my story. And also they're printing the soft cover zine that's going to be distributed by the poets themselves. And they're hoping to have some kind of reception maybe in May for the poems as well. And so there'll be a chance to pick them up there as well.
And will you continue to write, Connie?
Yes, I'm working on my own, my first book. That's also kind of an anthology of my own stories and experiences, hoping to finish that at the end of the year.
That is Ypsilanti poet and author Connie Shege, and from On the Ground Ipsy, Sarah Rigg. Thanks to both of you for joining us on this edition of On the Ground Ipsy here on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.